Hey guys, welcome back to the First 30 podcast. Hey, this is Bobby. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Have you ever watched the show The Amazing Race? I know it's one of the 5 billion reality TV shows that are on TV. If you've never watched it, you have no idea. Here's basically what it is. It's a race and it's amazing. It's really a competition where pairs of people race around the world against several other teams. They try not to finish last. Why? Because that means elimination. At some point along the way, every team has to ask for help at some point. And usually what I found is they ask in one of two ways. One way is they ask for help and then they take off. They're like, I just don't have time. They rush ahead and they end up even more confused. But a second way that some people ask is they ask for more than just help. They're like, I don't want you just to tell me how to get there. I want you to actually take me there. Now, obviously, the second approach is way better. That seems obvious. But honestly, when it comes to my walk with God, that's a pretty good description. The first way where I ask for help and take off is usually how I unfortunately approach God. When I'm really needing something, when I find myself in trouble, when I'm in a painful situation, when I've got some big decision I need to make quickly, when I've got a big project, event, test, game, some performance that I want to go well, usually I take off running before he can even give me the answer. Often, God is where we go in those big moments, when we need quick answers, when we need him to point in a direction. But today, I want to remind you that God is a person. And he is someone who wants a relationship, and he wants to be the guide who will ask to go with us. I like that second way. Jesus actually explains what this looks like when he was having a conversation with the disciples. They were all eating together in what ended up being the last meal before Jesus went to the cross. He said in John 15, I am the vine and you are the branches. Now, honestly, vines and branches aren't something that I'm around all the time. But in their culture, it was. Grapevines were a big part of the culture they lived in. And so Jesus refers to himself as the vine. For the branches, the vine is the source of life. It is where the branch gets what it needs to survive and thrive. Honestly, the only place that I usually see grapes is when I'm walking around Kroger. So let me sort of put this John 15 into a picture that I understand. Think of the source of electricity for the things in your dorm room. And if you want a lamp, a television, a phone charger, a gaming system, a hairdryer, if you want those things to work, you need one thing. You need an electrical outlet. And just like a vine works in conjunction with a branch, an electrical outlet works in conjunction with a cord. The outlet is the source of energy for the cord. So basically, Jesus is saying, I'm the outlet and you are the cord. Listen to what he goes on to say in verse 5. He says, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. What Jesus is saying is a big first step for you is to stay in step with me, to stay connected. In electrical cord terms, the main job is to plug in. Jesus says, if you stay plugged in, you will bear much fruit. When an electrical cord is plugged into an outlet, that's when you see stuff happen. That's when the lamp gives you light. That's when your cell phone charges. That's when the game system fires up. Things come to life. If you want to get the most out of life, then you have to stay close to the source of life. Jesus puts an exclamation point on this verse when he says this in verse 5. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. You can try to do anything on your own. You can accomplish some great things, but you won't bear the fruit that God intends for you to unless you stay close, unless you stay connected. Now, getting disconnected doesn't mean that you no longer have a relationship with him. It just means you're missing out on getting the most out of life. The great news is God is with you, and he is for you. He loves you, and he wants nothing more than to help you. So remaining, staying connected is something that we can practice and we can get better at doing. It is a habit we can build. We can have the ability to be close with God. We just have to plug in with him. And there's a lot of ways to do that. One is reading the Bible every single day. Another is praying every single day. A third one is to spend time with others that are connected with him. Those are all great ways to remain in him and to live out his mission. But for today, I just want to start with just one, a question that goes like this. Will you guide me, God? That's it. It's a great question to ask at the beginning of the day, before a class, before a conversation, before you walk into your dorm room, before you text someone, before you go on a date, before you walk into some church gathering. It's a way of learning to plug yourself into the source before you face the next part of your day. Know that God is looking out for you. He wants us to live lives that are connected to Him because He knows being connected and close to Him sets us up for the most fulfillment. He knows if we want to get the most out of life, we need to stay close to the source of it. And so as you launch out into today, I want you to start here. Ask God to guide you. Stay plugged into the one who wants to bring you to life. Live a life that's plugged in to His mission today. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. You've got a week of these under your belt. If you'd like to read a written version of today's episode, be sure to swing by my blog, yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com. And in today's entry, I will link to all the other days in case you missed them. You can listen to them or read them and catch up. But we love you guys. We're so incredibly excited for this semester for you. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to lift you up, to pray for you, and we'd be honored to do that. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for day 8.